And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. Tomorrow the world will witness a turning point in the history of Iraq, a milestone in the advance of freedom, and a crucial advance in the war on terror. The Iraqi people will make their way to polling centers across their nation. On the national ballot alone, voters will choose from nearly 19,000 candidates competing for seats in the transitional National Assembly, in the country's 18 provincial councils, and in the Kurdistan National Assembly. This historic event will be overseen by the Independent Election Commission of Iraq and will mark the first genuine nationwide elections in generations. The terrorists and those who benefited from the tyranny of Saddam Hussein know that free elections will expose the emptiness of their vision for Iraq. That is why they will stop at nothing to prevent or disrupt this election. The terrorist Zarqawi, who plans and orders many of the car bombings and beheadings in Iraq, recently acknowledged the threat that democracy poses to his cult of hatred. Of democracy in Iraq, he said, we have declared a fierce war against this evil principle. He denounced as infidels all who seek to exercise their right to vote as free human beings. Yet in the face of this intimidation, the Iraqi people are standing firm. Tomorrow's elections will happen because of their courage and determination. All throughout Iraq, these friends of freedom understand the stakes. In the face of assassination, brutal violence, and calculated intimidation, Iraqis continue to prepare for the elections and to campaign for their candidates. Thank you.